all across America and around the world. This is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
Welcome to Veterans Radio. I am Jim Fossone. I'm the officer of the deck today. We've got some great programs for you. I think you'll find very interesting. We always want to remind you, you can find more about Veterans Radio at its Facebook site or at the web. VeteransRadio.org is our new URL, VeteransRadio.org, where we're on the web 24/7. You can find a lot of our podcasts there as well. We post new ones every Tuesday, so you can get a new story, a new interview, something you didn't know before by going to VeteransRadio.org. And before we get started, we want to thank our sponsors. First up, we want to thank National Veteran Business Development Council, NVBDC.org. It was established to certify both service-disabled and veteran-owned businesses. You'll find out how they can help your business by going to NVBDC.org. We want to thank Legal Help for Veterans. Legal Help for Veterans fights for veterans' disability rights all across the nation. You can reach them at 800-693-4800 or on the web at LegalHelpForVeterans.com. I am Jim Fossone, and welcome. This is Veterans Radio's Spotlight on the National Veteran Business Development Council, better known as NVBDC.org. Veterans Radio America has a partnership with NVBDC, where we talk and put some spotlight on the value of being a certified veteran-owned business. NVBDC is the nation's leading third-party authority for certification of veteran-owned businesses of all sizes. It's a 501c3 nonprofit established in 2013. It addresses the growing need to identify and certify both service-disabled and veteran-owned businesses in the government and commercial marketplace. It administers a rigorous certification process designed to withstand the scrutiny of governmental and corporate entities seeking to utilize certified companies. We want to welcome to Veterans Radio Todd McCracken. He is the president and CEO of the National Small Business Association. He directs all their advocacy and program-orientated operations. He's been there for, as he just told me, about forever. Todd, welcome. Welcome to Veterans Radio.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
Well, we're going to talk about National Small Business Association and some of its veterans activities, its network. But before we start there, you were recently at an NVBDC program where you got to speak last month. Tell us a little bit about why you think it's important for veteran-owned businesses to get certified.
Well, we're lucky enough that we're in a period of time where big corporations really see it as important to engage more deeply with small businesses generally, but especially with veteran-owned small companies. And they're reaching out in a way they hadn't for a long time. And NVBDC really is the place to go to get certified and to become one of those businesses that can do business with those much larger companies. And they do just a great job. As you said, they have not been around that long, a little over a decade now, but they've really developed a really strong network, great relationships with some of the biggest companies in the country, and really run the only viable and really rigorous certification program for veterans. And it's something that opens all kinds of doors for the veterans that have gotten certified through them, and I just can't say enough good stuff about their work.
Well, certainly some of your members at the National Small Business Association are probably certified by NVBDC.
They certainly are.
You got the opportunity to attend one of the kind of premier functions of NVBDC. After you get certified, they don't leave you alone. They help you in the business world. And as you know, as a national association, that networking is all important. Tell us what you observed and your impressions out of the NVBDC networking event held in Detroit in August of 2024.
Yeah, I was just there last month. It was a great event. I was able to speak to the folks about what was going on in Washington, D.C. that affects small companies and about our Veterans Network. But they were also able to hear from a number of big companies on how they do procurement, how they work with small businesses, how to get involved with them from a sort of an overview perspective. But then all the veterans that were there were then able to sort of sit down and at the end and network, not just with each other, but with representatives from all those companies and figure out what they're looking for, how to get contracts, how to develop their businesses. And boy, the range of veteran businesses that were there was really impressive. Lots of folks from all kinds of sectors of the economy doing all kinds of interesting things. A super diverse crowd. And I think they got a lot out of networking with each other as well, learning from each other about what has worked, what hasn't worked, how they've been able to advance their businesses, and all, of course, sharing this veteran service background that I think really brings them together as well in this sort of atmosphere of trust and camaraderie. It's really a great event.
Well, we certainly want to encourage people, business owners out there who are veteran-owned, to look into nvbdc.org, see if certification might be right for them, and maybe it'll help boost their business. It's only a door opener. You still have to be able to perform, be price sensitive.
Yep.
And we're talking to Todd McCracken, who is the president and CEO of the National Small Business Association. Todd, for those who might not be familiar with NSBA, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, we are the oldest national small business organization in the country. We were founded actually in Akron, Ohio, by a printer, DeWitt McKinley Emery. There was no such organization in existence in the country back during the Great Depression in the 30s when he founded it. And it was a time, of course, when small companies were facing a great deal of economic stress, but also a somewhat more activist government. So we were saying, of course, with the New Deal and all that, there were new taxes that were coming on board to pay for some of those programs, new labor regulations and other regulations that were coming to the fore for the first time. And a lot of small companies were struggling to figure out how to deal with these new things at the same time of what was happening in the economy. So he founded our organization. We've been here ever since. And that's basically what we do. We advocate for small companies at the federal level. We try to make sure that regulators, the administration, members of Congress understand what's happening in the small business world, what their needs are, and what they can do to help support the growth and survival of small companies and what they should avoid doing in that space. So we do that in all kinds of different ways through direct advocacy from our staff here in Washington, but also the engagement of small businesses all across the country. And so we see that as that's increasingly important for us. And interestingly, that's one of the things that led us to starting our Veterans Network in the first place. We really noticed just almost anecdotally a lot of the good work of our members who happened to be veterans. And we noticed a trend that veteran-owned businesses often were much more engaged, much more, for lack of a better word, mission-driven, were the kind of companies that would really engage with us and advocate for the larger small business community. And then we also saw some of the obstacles those businesses face, and we thought we should really start a veterans network both to cultivate that membership, but also to provide information and services for them. And so we started it a couple of years ago. That's about when we also started our strategic partnership with NVBDC. And it's really grown. We've provided a lot of speaker series and webinars and learning content for those veteran small businesses. And the key is they don't have to be a member of NSBA to be a part of that. Anyone can join. Of course, we would love for them to join and be a member, but it's not a requirement.
Let's start with some more of the basics, which is what does NSBA define as a small business? And we're talking to Todd McCracken, who's been with the organization since 1988. He's been its president, I believe, since 1997. He's a native of New Mexico, a graduate of Trinity University in San Antonio, Texas. So let's come back to the basics. What is a small business?
Well, for membership purposes, we define a small business as a company that has fewer than 500 employees, just to keep things simple. But that said, when people ask me what's a small business, I say only somewhat jokingly, it depends on why you ask, because it really does. So what we try to work on are those issues and topics that are unique to small business or something that affects a company differently because of their size. And that's going to be different depending on the issue. So, for instance, if we're dealing with a federal regulation that imposes a new workplace requirement, for instance, something that the HR department has to deal with and figure out, you know, it matters if you have an HR department, right? For very small companies, probably those with fewer than 15 or 20 employees, all those issues are being dealt with directly by the business owner. Who may or may not have an HR background and has to learn all of this stuff themselves. When you get beyond 20 or so, typically a company does have a dedicated HR function, maybe a person, maybe a team of people who deal with these issues. And so for those issues, we kind of look at, well, how does it affect companies with fewer than 15 or 20 employees? For other issues, the federal government actually defines cutoff points. Like for the Family Medical Leave Act, the cutoff is 50 employees. And so companies above that size have to deal with that. So we have help them with that. So 50 is the working definition of a small business for purposes of that law. So it really does depend, I guess, is a short way to say it, what we're working on. For federal procurement issues, for instance, the SBA sets size standards that vary by industry sector. So they update their size standards regularly, but it depends on which part of the economy that you're in, what defines a small business.
And this is really a good example, Todd, of why business owners need to be a part of an association, part of a group like NSBA that can give them information, point them in a direction, and why these don't shy away from these national organizations. I think it's easy to sit there and have 20 employees and say, I'm just too small for these guys. I hear this about NVBDC all the time. I say, we certify those guys too, and they get great opportunities. And I suspect the same's with you. You're not, your profile member is not a 500 employee company.
It is not. That's our cutoff. But our average company has 16 employees. And we have thousands of companies that have zero employees or self-employed individual business owners. So it runs the gamut of everything.
Yeah, that's why it's important to get that idea out to people, because I think you hear national organization, been around since the 30s. Geez, that's just more than I'm going to be able to swallow. And it's really not the case. You're really set up to help those kind of companies. And let me bring it back to the Veterans Network. I kind of cut you off in the middle of that because I wanted to set the groundwork here about the size of the companies that you help. Mm-hmm. This Veterans Network is really interesting because you've said it's not just for our members, although we want you to be a member, but we see this as a larger mission of helping veteran business owners. So tell us about how the Veterans Network works.
Well, basically, we have a lot of what I'll call e-information on our website for companies and a sort of a library of past webinars we've had. It really is, we have a series of events that are online, so they're virtual. You don't have to go to a meeting or fly someplace. We have, so we're having a whole webinar series of various topics that occur every couple of months. But also we maintain a library of all of the past events on our website that people can go and look at and download. And if you sign up for an individual program, we email you all of the collateral information from that event and also the recording of the event itself directly. So you have that and you can go back to it. You can contact some of the speakers if that's helpful to you. To talk with them directly. We try to make it as interactive as possible. And we do encourage, even though they're recorded, we do encourage people to actually participate live because we try to make sure there's a significant share of it, of your webinar, where people can engage directly and ask their questions, get responses, and even talk to each other. So I think it's we've gotten really good reviews for it, and we continue to reach out to folks to find out what they want to see, what they want to hear more about. But it really is a learning program primarily.
Well, it sounds like a great opportunity for somebody also to sort of, hey, I'm not sure what I'll get out of this, if it's worth my time and money, to dip a toe in, see what's going on a live program, go watch some historical ones that are on the speaker series and available to be watched, and then realize, hey, yeah, this might really work for me. So when did the Veterans Network start again?
We've only started it in the last 18 months. It's a relatively new thing for us. And another thing I'll mention before I forget is we're also have started a mentor-mentee part of it. So we're actually right now actively recruiting other sort of more established veteran business owners to be mentors in the program so that we can roll out a more robust program for folks. So if there's anyone out there that would be interested in doing that, you can sign up to be a mentor on our website. We'd love your help.
That's excellent. This is the kind of information we want to get out to our veteran radio listeners, and they can pass along to their veterans who may be running a business, starting a business, thinking about a business. We're talking to Todd McCracken, who is the president and CEO of NSBA. Todd, I don't think we've given it out. What is the website, and how do people go find this information and maybe sign up?
Our website is nsba.biz, so B-I-Z, and you can get to the Veterans Network page from there by clicking through, but if you want to go directly there, it's www.nsba.biz/Veterans Network.
Well, this is a great effort. We're going to talk to you in a few more months or years to find out how well it's going, but we want to direct our veteran radio listeners to nsba.biz. And find out more about the organization and more about the Veterans Network. Todd, we appreciate the time that you've given to Veterans Radio today.
Well, I appreciate having me. I really enjoyed talking to you, and hope we can do this again.
And I want to thank everybody for listening to Veterans Radio today. I am Jim Fossone. It's been a pleasure to be your host. I'm a veterans disability lawyer at Legal Help for Veterans, and you can reach us at 800-693-4800. Or legalhelpforveterans.com on the web. You can follow Veterans Radio on Facebook and listen to its podcasts and internet radio shows
by visiting us at veteransradio.org. That's veteransradio.org.
And until next time, you are dismissed.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
We would again want to thank our national sponsors, the National Veterans Business Development Council, NVBDC.org, VA Ann Arbor Health Care System, the Vietnam Veterans of America, Charles S. Kettles Chapter, Ann Arbor, Michigan, VFW Graf O'Hara Post 423 in Ann Arbor, and the American Legion Press Corps Post 46, also in Ann Arbor. We appreciate all your support. You can go to veteransradio.net, click on the sponsor level, and continue to support keeping Veterans Radio on the air. And until next time, you are dismissed.